Listen and stream the all-new Talk Radio Freedom 106.5 for the only talk that matter.
Good afternoon and welcome to Freedom 106.5 FM. Of course, it is one of the biggest shows on radio right now, The Overdrive with yours truly, Davey, going on the way until 6 p.m. With me is Len Capital. Good afternoon again, sir. I missed you last week. Sorry
about that. Good afternoon to you too, Mr. Davey.
Well, smiling. But I see you last week.
Yeah.
You're good.
Feelings.
Yeah, I know when you get accustomed to a big show like this and you miss it,
of course, I like my time, you know, you rob me of that.
So. No, we give you back that this week, man. So let's get back into the world of finances and some of the questions that persons had to ask. Now, people was asking me why it is we cannot put in like 2,000. Why doesn't it make sense? Why I have to come at a benchmark of 50? So I guess your company, what they're saying in hindsight, is just targeting persons with huge sums of money.
Well, actually, no, because in the investment world, $50,000 is not even a drop in your bucket. If you read, you know, some financial reports just today, you'd have seen some of the bigger companies, I would say, record profits of $1.1 billion. To do profits of $1.1 billion, think about it. What would $2,000 investment do? Well, unless you have 1.5 million people invest in $2,000.
Well, the thing about it is, right, I mean, more often than not, you'd find persons not having a capital of a 50,000 rest down, or even 100K.
You'd be surprised.
All right.
You see, what I would tell you from my experience, when you set your target or your sights very low, you'll always end up low, you know. It's like some people would say to you, aim for the stars.
No, but I just say it different.
How you say?
I just say aim for the moon. Miss, you'll fall among the stars.
You'll fall, but the stars higher than the moon.
That's what I say. Shoot for the moon.
But the stars higher than the moon.
At 93 billion miles away. Shoot for the moon. If you miss, you will fall among the stars. That's right.
So then why? And so then you answered my question. So why not shoot
for the stars one time?
No, stop. Why not shoot for the top of the building?
Instead of shooting for the second floor.
You just said shoot for the moon.
If you miss, you fall among the stars.
So why not shoot for on top of the building? Why not shoot for a second story house? You answered your own question. So then you had to change your coat.
Yeah, boy. I thought that was a big coat, you know.
It is. And it's exactly the same emphasis in the business world. I'm not saying that a man only has $2,000, that his money isn't worth it. That's not what we're saying. What we're saying, if you wish to aim for the moon in your case, you need rocket fuel. Rocket fuel is way more than $6 or $7 a liter.
Agreed.
So I can't come to you and say, hey, David, we're shooting for the moon, but I'm bringing CNG price money.
Ah, nice. CNG didn't even get up a good hill.
You understand what I'm saying?
I get you.
It is not that you may not have the value, because sometimes persons think, okay, my capital today is 5,000. I've known persons who moved their capital from 5,000 1 year, 2-3 years to over $100,000. And we're able to come in and say, look, let's make an investment. Do a consultation. Look, I only have $2,000, but I wish to be at the $50,000 benchmark. I wish to be at the $1 million benchmark. What does it take? No. Instead, let me complain and tell Len Capital, point fingers, your investments are too high. So then what do I tell my customers who bring in a million and up?
I see your point.
Yeah? Stop aiming for the moon. Stop aiming for the stars. Start to aim for the second story buildings. No, we can't afford to do that. I do understand that at certain times you would not have all the finances that you're looking towards, but as I said before, give us a call, 324-LEN, and we'd be more than happy to guide you or give you a plan. And the reason for naming the program, as you know, Mr. Davey, the billionaire mindset, is not the billionaire pocket. I could have called it the billionaire wallet, or the billionaire pocket, or the billionaire account. I call it the billionaire mindset, because it's a mindset. There are persons in our society right now that are comfortable with spending $5, $10, $20 in hope of winning $12 million, not earning $12 million. So then
That the lotto players in there.
I never said that.
Right? Buy a quick pick there.
I didn't say that. I just said there are those amongst us who prefer to win it. Winning by default, I have a quote that says, well, I call it provoking thought. Winning by default is not the same as winning. I want to win. I want to go out. I want to figure out how can I earn $12 million? How can I earn $100 million? How can I, when I read those companies' reports, and I'm going to continue doing research over the next couple of weeks, what did they do to make, not their earnings, they didn't earn $1.1 billion, their profits, which means after their expenses, after they paid their investors, after they paid the salaries, they paid for their lights, their building taxes, and all the other things, their profit, their take home was $1.1 billion. So what did they do? I'm sure they didn't complain that I couldn't afford to do $2,000. Someone had a concept, had a belief, had a desire in their heart. They had faith, whether you believe in the Bible or the Quran. Each religion teaches you about having some sort of modicum of faith. And they went ahead with their idea, and they turned that idea to a $1.1 billion profit in the year 2023. So therefore, it's attainable. So why would I be contented with saying, okay, let me just give $10 and I hope to win $12 million, and then I would be amongst the stars? Because you did say, shoot for the stars. How does your code go?
Aim for the moon, and if you miss, you'll fall among the stars.
Aim for the moon. So what if I don't want to aim? What if I tell you, I feel like aiming, I just want to wake up amongst the stars? And people will tell you that. I don't want to aim for the moon. Why can't I just wake up on the moon? I want to relax every day, and I just want to wake up on the moon. But that's not what your code says. Your code says aim, which is a verb, which is an action, meaning that I still have to decide, where is the moon? What direction is the moon in? To figure out where the moon is, I have to figure out the angles or the trajectory, the distance, because I heard you quote distance just now. You can't walk there.
No. I see your point. So in hindsight, let's just think big. Let's just focus on getting to that point.
Come up with a plan.
Let's come up with something. Let's not worry about, like, I only have $2,000. Let's figure out how we're going to multiply this. How are we going to marinate this thing and let this thing impregnate and give birth?
Go forth and multiply.
Because, I get you.
Like, I just had a conversation with a young lady, and I've had it many times where persons complain about the cost of rent. And I would always say, renting is never the issue. The issue is the amount of money you have. Because if your rent, for example, do you rent, Mr. Devi, or you own your own home?
I have my own home.
Did you pay a mortgage or you bought it cash?
Inherited.
Okay, well, let's say you had to pay a mortgage, right? Which is a version of renting. Because I believe mortgage and rent is on the same playing field. You don't pay rent, they put you out. You don't pay a mortgage, they put you out, right? So if your mortgage is, let's say on average, $3,000 a month, some persons will say that's very high. But the cost of the rent is not the issue. It's the amount of money you make. Because if you make $30,000 a month, is your rent still high? No. But if you made $3,000 a month and your rent is $3,000, then you like the rent is too high. But if your rent was $5, you don't have any complaints because you're making $3,000. So the issue is not where you're at. Is what are you willing to do what it takes to get to where you need to be? And most of us in society like to complain. I call them the comment section about everything that's wrong. But what are you doing? Hey, I have $2,000. How can I reach to $1.1 billion? When you look at the stories of those who've become successful, I think the statistics are 96% are not second generation wealth. Most millionaires and billionaires are first generation, meaning they created their wealth. It wasn't passed down to them. So therefore, it says to me that you can create wealth, but you choose not to. It's easier to complain. It's easier to call Mr. Davy, message him, take up space on your phone and say, look, those investments are too high. Why stop at 2,000? Why not have $2 investments? Why not have
one? You've just been downright ridiculous. Eh? $2. Mr. Len, I have a $5 here. I would like to put it in. I want to leave it for a year. And I hope by the end of December, could I get another five on that five? You know. No, we're laughing here, but right. I mean, I'm thinking, you know, you said I'll be surprised, you know, but with this pandemic, the go of a season, as it were, you know. I mean, I was just looking out for the average citizen that can invest and how they could invest.
Right, but again, is where you put your average at. When you've been to the moon, can you still appreciate, what stories is this building? Five stories?
Five.
Can you still appreciate a five-story building?
No.
But that's then everybody
like,
will tell
like
you.
My first car is a Benz, and now you tell me come and drive a Tita. Just saying.
But then you would say the average man drives a Tita. No problem with that.
Right.
Mercedes-Benz never goes on sale. They don't have discounts. I remember one time I asked a company, I think it was Maybach. Went into them when I was in the States. I got some information and I asked them, how come you all don't advertise?
They don't advertise.
You know why? They said the persons who buy these don't watch TV.
They don't watch TV, yeah. They don't need to advertise. Maybach, I was going to bring that point. You're very correct. They don't advertise Rolls-Royce. You don't see an ad for Rolls-Royce out there.
Rolls-Royce Phantom on sale.
And Phantom.
Come get it now.
Come get it now. Get
free
a Phantom.
For 1 year, no down payment.
You don't see those things.
But people are driving around in them. I've checked. They're not aliens. I actually stopped a guy. I asked him, I said, sir, are you an alien? He said, you mean an illegal immigrant? No, I mean an alien, like from another planet. No. So I've looked at houses with 15 bedrooms and the person's living there. Just like you and I.
Yeah.
So it's not that it's not attainable. They don't want to work towards it. And what I think, or what we think, because our companies are we, what we think is that as a collective unit, there are those who don't want to work towards it. Because I'm yet to get a call this year, because I got one last year, of someone saying, look, I don't have that 50 now. I don't have 100 now. But I would like to. What will it take for me to get to 50? What would it take for me to get to 100? And I would start by saying, do a consultation with us. How much is a consultation? 500. Oh God, all that money. But then I look at events, which I have no problem with, that are 750 for an event, sold out.
That joke. You know, set a call price.
Exactly. It's sold out.
It had one fit here, 1400. That's one of the most, one of the popular ones I know. Mm-hmm. Very popular fit. I mean, if you had a carrot, you want your bird 28 quiet, then you might have to buy a little outfit to go because you want to look dapper too.
So which one is more important?
Yeah, the 500 to spend for that consultation is nothing.
But what about the 2800? You invest 2800 to have a good time. Great.
For a few hours.
For a few hours, that's fine.
How much, and it's all inclusive. How much you can eat, beer, and drink, boy? You can't drink too much because unless you have a ride share, you're going to face the police outside with a breathalyzer, so... I mean, exactly. and we say in 2800 because it's between you and your spouse or you and your person.
Right.
But when you look at it, like for example, the clothing, you run a tab of about close to $3,000 just for a few hours of a day at a party.
So let me ask.
But
you
you're vexed to spend 500 for somebody to sit down and give you proper education, like teaching you to fish.
Or teaching you how to teach men to fish.
All of that. So it's education, all the same.
It's education.
It's education.
And then we don't want to invest in it. So I have nothing wrong. I've had customers, young customers. I had a guy came into me and very young, he's about 19. He's interested in investing. He doesn't work at the moment. And I've coached, I've mentored. The thing is, there are two questions I usually ask you when you come into the office. Do you have the time to become successful? Because if you think that you're going to start today, Thursday afternoon, is just after 4, heading to 5 o'clock, and on Saturday night, you're going to be rich, then this is not the place for you. It just doesn't work like that, because investment takes time. Success takes time. And the second thing is, are you willing to do what it takes? Because this is not, and you would be surprised, I've had persons come into my office thinking I was going to jot down on a paper, jump up and down, wave your leg twice, show some salt over your shoulder, eat a chicken foot, and boom, that's it. I'm serious. And I'm, so they're like, you're not going to tell me, what do you mean? Is it a formula I just put in and, oh, but Davey, what's your name, Davey? You successful? Oh, health? Yeah, sure. Anything else? You want a big house? Sure. It doesn't work like that. And you will laugh, but these are actual conversations I've had where I try to tell a person, it's called the building your mindset for a reason. Because what I'm going to do is teach you on how to have the correct mindset to become successful. I said it already. We love the iPhone. Do you have an iPhone? Right?
No, I don't rock no iPhone. Fireborn iPhone. We are Samsung Android guy.
Well, this disclaimer, the views of Davey is not necessarily the views
of Freedom. But man, I want an iPhone.
You don't want that iPhone.
No. Selfish brand.
Let me tell you something. Steve Jobs. Walked into a company multiple years ago and the computer was already sitting there. He didn't invent it. Most persons don't know that. They think he invented the iPad and the Mac. He didn't. It was already invented. He rebranded it and he made it perfect. Just like they say you didn't invent the wheel. So he reinvented and innovated a great product today, which we love, the Apple, the iPhone. And I'm like you, I love my Android. I find you know, but there are millions of users. An iPhone is a $1 billion company, but he did not invent it. The person who had this diamond didn't know what they had. They were probably not aiming for the moon. They were contented with 5-story buildings. But then there are those who never own a home, never lived in a 1-story. They're contented with being on the ground. So again, it's how you, the mindset you have, the vision you have. And they said when he walked in and he saw what they had, because they had just bought that company, he was blown away. And well, the rest, as they say, is history.
All right, we have a caller on the line. I don't know if you would want to. All right, hello, good afternoon.
Yeah, they but now they have to be in Bitcoin.
If I have to be in Bitcoin?
What you asking about Bitcoin? Okay, he went.
I think he just made the comment. No, we're not into Bitcoin. I don't knock Bitcoin. I'm not against them. However, I only invest into things, one, that I understand, and two, that I'm familiar with. And Bitcoin is not the direction of our company, Lend Capital Certificates, or our subsidiaries. It's not the direction that we go. Our investments would tend to stay within the realm of education, construction, and farming. Yes.
All right. Okay, but you know, I don't even understand what is this Bitcoin, huh?
Maybe next week when I come, we can talk about it.
We need to.
Yes.
You know, but when I look at those investments that you talked about in the couple of weeks gone by, mm-hmm. I couldn't help but try to figure out, you know, for the average citizen, because you're in the business, so you would think, you know, you would say to me, Dave, you'd be surprised. And quite frankly,
mm-hmm.
I am not disputing.
Right.
I'm doubting that there are people sitting on with some cash home or in the bank that I know this one individual that she lives with her mom alone, and she works, go home, barely parties, but have the latest gadgets.
Exactly.
Have the latest, but money in the bank, just work, money, that's it.
Yeah.
Nothing entertaining. They're not even, no improvements on the little apartment. They paid nothing. And I'm like, wow, what a life to live.
Yeah, but I remember.
No kids, no nothing.
No nothing.
Nothing.
Well, you're into the entertainment sector.
Mm.
And we talked about Mac. I would remember from years ago when the Mac first came out, it was about $10,000 for one.
Mm. Still and is.
Okay. I remember DJs saying to me, they don't want to put out that money. But after I went, I accompanied a friend of mine to an event, and he saw how that DJ performed with the Mac. If you didn't buy a Mac, then you weren't a DJ.
All right, now that is the common thing.
Exactly, but somebody had the vision, and that's what I'm saying. So you may say, hey, the average man can't afford $10,000. Do you want to be a great DJ? Do you want to be a great announcer if you don't have a proper mic?
Mm.
Could you stand up on top of Guardian Media Building with a cup and a string?
No.
Or just shouting? No, you have to invest in the best mics. And I've seen where mics could cost upwards of $10,000-$20,000.
Normal.
For a singular
normal
mic.
The performance of that microphone will encompass your job. It will enhance it.
Why not buy a mic for $100?
Because it wouldn't. Yeah, I see.
So again, I'm not against where someone is at, but they have to understand they can't stay there and expect to become, you know, Davey now. You can't want to stay. Your name first was Pilot?
Well, yeah, that was the first.
That's the first name. So you can't stay where you were at the Pilot to become Davey.
Mm.
You transitioned from an ordinary guy to Pilot, now to Davey.
Back to Davey.
Mm. As simple as that. And that's the sort of advice that we give and we encourage when customers come into us. It's not magic. It's not, you know, some unwritten code somewhere that we've tapped into the matrix and we're going to just hand you this and swallow a blue pill.
Mm.
No, it's a lot of hard work. It's a lot of dedication. It's the correct mindset. And over a period of time, you will become successful. That's how the formula works. But it's not, you're going to come here, well, okay, I'm going to, have you ever DJed or you always did mic?
Never really dabbled in the music part. Always the MC. Most
but times. Even as an MC, which I know, you would have had some sort of vocal training to remain on the radio for such a long time.
Well, yes.
You couldn't just come and, so I'm just doing something with my throat and just start it off.
No. We'd have had to get some kind of training in order to understand and then pay attention to others before me.
learn what they would have done, how they correct, did it. Wrong, mm-hmm. make mm-hmm. notes, make pointers, and form your own style.
That's right.
Which brings you to who you are today.
Indeed so.
And it took a period of time. It didn't happen
overnight. No, overnight. That was a period, for real. Yeah, send me back down a road anyway.
Yeah, and one day we probably should talk about that, because what persons need to understand, for example, if I had to invest in an MC or a radio station, I want to know a bit of the history. I want to know that the persons at the helm, just as Davey, the guy who I just met, they're putting in the work. They're willing to put in the work, put in the time, in order for me to say, hey, let's make an investment in the Freedom 106.5. If they're not, I came here a day, am I okay to say that? That you were between two stations? Is it okay with
me? Yeah.
Right? You were between, literally running back. So if you come to me and say, look, Mr. Campbell, we want your program on Freedom, of course, sign me up. I want to be there. I want to be around the guy who's running between stations. I want to be around the guy who is upset that he couldn't make it out to do my interview, but said, look, I'm going to make it up to you next week. We're going to make it up the following week. I don't want to be around a guy like, oh, well, you know, let's go. I was just home sleeping.
No. That on a pink donkey wouldn't see coming from me. No.
I wonder if I've ever seen a pink one.
Well, depending boy, you look. You see a pink pony.
Okay, true. That's true.
But if you had to see a pink donkey running up Charlotte Street.
Up Charlotte. Which one is Charlotte Street? Charlotte Street's not down street?
It's a down street.
Okay. So it had to be running up.
Up Charlotte Street. Then talk to me.
I got you. And that's how we look at companies when we think about making investments. Or I tell investors, when you're thinking about making investments, these are the sort of persons you want to be invested with.
Mm-hmm.
Persons who are going to, you know, put in the work, put in the time to get where they need to go and continuously working on it. Working towards perfection or becoming, as we like to say, diamond status.
Diamond.
Yes.
Well, you know, for the last 25 minutes, we talked about it. And I mean, what you are saying to me this afternoon is that the average man, it's not impossible for him to turn his, what he will think might be sweetie paper money, chewing gum paper money, into something viable.
True.
Because, you know, one of the things I realize in life, you may start one way, but that does not dictate how you're going to end, your story is going to end, how your story is going to develop. And I think we are our biggest critic and we hold ourselves back.
We do.
Because, I mean, I had a mindset many years ago of, you know what, I couldn't do this and I'm not going to. Because as far as I'm concerned, boy, you just sit on there and I want to do this. But I think I understand where you're coming from this afternoon in terms of taking that 2K or even $1,000, I tell yourself, I have $1,000 extra each this month. If you take $1,000 extra for every month and discipline yourself, by the end of the year, you have $12,000.
Exactly.
Then you go into Lend Capital now with $12,000 and ask him, how can I turn this into 50 so that I can invest and start the ball rolling? Exactly. And then, of course, he will give you, I mean, we can't give you everything on the radio show.
Yes.
But if you want that information, they can find you where?
They can look for us on all social media platforms at Lend Capital. That's L-E-N-N Capital. Once they put it in on any search engine, it will come up. They can also call 324-LEND. That's 324-5366. And they can also reach me at 376-LEND. That would be 376-5366.
And that's good, you know, partner. That's good. I mean, I right now we have a challenge here on Freedom.
Okay.
Between myself and a good chef, you know. I could share it with you on the lighter note as we're wrapping the interview, as we're heading towards the news.
Yeah.
You know, they want me to eat this thing called bread and condensed milk.
What? Which you haven't?
Dude, you ever eat it?
Okay. Of course.
No.
Why haven't you had bread and condensed milk?
That's disgusting. That's disgusting.
Nobody eats it. So you don't eat double?
Yes. One, occasionally.
One, okay. Eat roti?
Yes.
Pilau?
Yeah, had bailout a little bit today.
So how you eat everything else and you have need bread and condensed milk?
Because who does that?
Trinidadians.
Well, boy, look, I had two doctors on the show yesterday and they're Trinidadians and they're like, what? So I challenged the man. I said, listen, chef, get a coconut bake, cut it in half, in a quarter, get two pinnacle, put it in that bake. If you could eat the bacon pinnacle like a sandwich, I will eat the bread and condensed milk.
So have you ever had a peanut butter sandwich with a glass of peanut punch?
I've had a peanut butter sandwich and then separately I've had peanut punch, but right. I've never had it combined.
But when you bit the sandwich, did you sip on the punch?
No, that's it. I never had it combined.
You never had it?
I never had peanut punch and the sandwich. Either peanut punch or I had a sandwich.
So you had a sandwich.
Separate and drink some juice or water, whatever.
But you never had a sandwich with punch. It's punch by itself.
Or a sandwich by itself.
Maybe you should start small. Start with a sandwich and a glass of punch.
Why would I? The punch is already potent. Why would I want to?
Well, make the punch thinner.
I'm drinking that Ramza around it. Anyway, could I eat 10 punch? You know, I gave you that challenge, partner. If you could eat coconut bacon penne cool and take a video and show me.
No, but I've had bread with condensed milk before.
No, I'm saying I will eat the bread and condensed milk if you do it.
If I can eat bread and
penne cool.
Penacool.
Two penacool and take out all the pack, hard, put it in the bread, eat that. Talk to me. That is how I feel about the bread and condensed milk.
True, you don't like it.
I'm not eating that. I can't fathom it. My mind is like,
What would you have the bread with?
I will have it with some jam, I will have it with some peanut butter, I will have it with some eggs, some sausages and so on.
So you've had jello with condensed milk?
Yes.
Okay.
I would not say no. But I didn't have the peanut butter and goodness. But
peanut butter.
Len, I want to say thank you very much.
Thank you very much for having me.
Through. Of course, we have to make up time again. So we did 30 today. We're going to do 30 next week.
Right.
We're going to keep it jiggy, all right?
No problem.
Because this information is potent. I think it's good, salient information that the public really needs to go. And I like the fact that, you know, I was thinking, you know, how much investment talk we're going to have. But every week, we have something to talk about.
Of course.
Because there's money we're dealing with.
Yeah, exactly. And the billionaire mindset has nothing to do with money. Money will come.
You money is a byproduct of a billionaire's mindset. Course. I love that. Money is a byproduct of a billionaire's mindset. Don't you hear that, Mike? Well, I never heard that before.
Talk is streaming at freedom106.5.com.